Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie and find out more.
Back home, local elected representatives north and south now have come together to call for action against abuse and intimidation against councillors. The local government representative bodies in Northern Ireland and the Republic, the Northern Ireland Local Government Association and the Association of Irish Local Government, have called for immediate action to ensure the safety and well-being of elected reps. I'm joined in the line now by the president of the AILG, Fianna Fáil councillor Pat Fitzpatrick from Kilkenny. Pat, you're very welcome to the programme.
And good evening to you, Cormac.
This is a big united move. Why? Why is it being done?
Well, I suppose, Cormac, as part of my presidency, I've been working both north and south with my colleagues in NILGA and the other representative bodies in Northern Ireland, and indeed with our own representatives right across the 949 councillors in Ireland. And I suppose one of the things that has been coming up continuously is the concern of our members about the continuous abuse and threats and intimidation that are happening. And, you know, recently, we even had the attack in Dublin where a councillor's family home was attacked. But we've also had a huge lot of relentless abuse and harassment, mainly from anonymous people with texts and social media and WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. And that's really been upsetting. And I suppose we as an organisation came together with our counterparts in Northern Ireland and we decided to issue a joint statement on it. I suppose as an organisation, AILG here in Southern Ireland, we have been in a partnership with the County and City Managers Association, mm-hmm. and we launched a counselling service and a wellbeing service for our elected members.
And you're saying, it's an unusual move, I must say, Pat, to come together in a united front, north and south, to say enough is enough. Is it the volume of abuse that councillors get that's the straw that broke the camel's back, or is it the substance of it?
Well, it's a combination of both, because us as an organisation south of the border and our colleagues have both been surveying our members and taking information. And like in one of our surveys in 2021, and we're in the middle of another survey now, but 72% of our councillors who responded had been victims of threats and harassments and intimidation. And over 48% had considered actually leaving the role because of the threats. Right. And that's really, really concerning at a time when we need more people and more women and more young people, mm-hmm. and more diversity across society.
Well, everybody's losing out if that's the case. Does it affect female representatives more than male? I've spoken with politicians who are female in this programme before about online abuse. What have you found?
Yes, it certainly does affect female members a lot more. And indeed, only recently, in the last number of months, we've lost a very fine female representative who decided to opt out because of abuse and threats. And continuously, we have people coming to us and telling us about some of the threats and intimidations. And that's not part of the job. That's not what we signed up to do. Yeah. We all want to represent our communities and all that. And we want to do it as being responsible. And we don't mind, you know, to be people challenging us as part of our role and representing. No councillor, though, should have to face threats of personal safety or indeed their family
I was just going to say, you're no shrinking violets. Anybody who goes into public life or politicians, elected life. But there is a line here, isn't there? I mean, it's different to be taken on an issue rather than personally abused.
Absolutely. Look at exactly as you said, none of us are shrinking violets, but that's not what we signed up to. And that's not what our family signed up to as well. And, you know, to be, you know, people talking about your appearance and talking about different things, or, you know, the harassments and the sexual innuendos and all that have been coming across, it's just not acceptable. And we're not going to accept it as well. And as members of AILG and NILGA, we are certainly standing up to that.
So what are you
and
saying?
We are working with our members.
What are you saying? You're finally pleading with the public to stop, or are you taking on the tech companies as well to say, do something about this?
Oh yeah, we're calling on the tech companies to know who is using these texts and who is sending these texts. But we're also working with the CCMA, the County Managers Association, and also the Department of Local Government to make sure our members are adequately protected. You know, the TDs and senators have all got special allowances for security and all that. We haven't had you know, that given to us. Oh, of course. We've lobbied for, you know, again, we've lobbied for that. But it's also really about protecting our members and our family members as well. And also, people are considering going into public life. The local elections are next year, and all parties are finding it difficult to get candidates, and particularly female candidates, because they feel and they fear of what may be coming down the track, Sam, when they enter public life.
I'd love to get the public's opinion on this. 51551, Pat Fitzpatrick, Fianna Fáil councillor in Kilkenny and national president of AILG. Thank you very much.